little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Ross, thank you very much for coming back. You've come back so that we could talk about your headaches.
Yeah.
You've got a long history of previous headaches. But then again, from what you said to me earlier on, was that you've started getting headaches again more recently. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't had them for a few years, though. But it's just... They came back a bit about a year ago, but they weren't that bad. Mm-hmm. And they started going, so it was probably just headaches. But they're just getting worse over the past couple of weeks.
Okay. Any theories about why they're getting worse over the past couple of weeks?
No. I'm doing my normal daily things.
Yeah.
It's just...
Tell me a bit more about the headaches, if you wouldn't mind.
It's on the back right of my head, and they're just throbbing pains, like, mm-hmm. really bad. And they come and go every couple of minutes, but it's over the space of, like, an hour or mm-hmm. a couple hours a day.
Yeah, okay. We're mostly talking about the headaches today. We've already dealt with your hand earlier on, but that seems to be looking okay.
Yeah.
You're going to need a week off work because of the hand injury. But we're mostly focusing on the headache, which is clearly not linked with this because the headache's been going on for a bit longer than that. Okay. So, do you have any theories about why this is affecting you at the moment?
Just in work, I just start feeling... If it happens in work, I start feeling dizzy and...
Oh, dear. Okay.
Obviously, it's fast-paced work, so I'm having to keep up, but maybe my vision's, like, I don't know, just going a bit because I feel dizzy. So.
Okay. Well, it's worthwhile looking into all of that. Okay.
Yeah.
So... Is it just happening at work?
No. I'd notice it more at work, but it does happen at home. But I notice it more at work because I'm trying to work and it's really fast paced, so I'm trying to keep up with it. It's just a throbbing in the back of my head.
Theories?
I don't know. I don't know what it could be. It's
just... You mentioned fast pace of work. Do you think that maybe stress could be a trigger for this?
I'm not too sure. It's quite easy work. It's just really fast paced.
Yeah.
It's not stressful. Work doesn't really bother us. It's just
quite enjoyable.
It's not enjoyable. It's really fast paced, but it's like easy-ish. It's just
okay.
It's, I don't know. I don't
think. But you don't think work's a trigger for your headaches?
No.
No. Okay.
It shouldn't be unless it's some of the chemicals floating about.
Tell me more.
One of the jobs I do, it's spraying the molds or compost with release agent. I don't know what it is. So I'm spraying stuff with that, and you don't wear any mask or anything, so I'm guessing you obviously have some of it on you. Cause
sure.
There's that, and then there's... obviously, there's this chemical, what you spray on the back of the foam parts, called anti-squeak.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're... Obviously, in the car, over the years, the foam parts, when you're sitting back, they won't squeak, like, on a chair.
Okay. Do any of your colleagues get these sort of symptoms?
No, but some people get... Other stuff.
Have you done any research yourself on the release agent?
No.
Or on the other components that you're exposed to, the other sprays that you're exposed to? No.
Never looked into it, probably. No. I know it's obviously a chemical, though.
Okay. Do you still get this on your days off?
Sometimes, yeah.
So, is it more frequent on the days that you're working?
I think so, but I think it's just because I notice it more then, but.
Not quite pinned it down for sure, yeah.
Because if it's the weekend and I'm at home, I have the baby, so I'm not really...
Okay. You mentioned the baby to me. The baby's now 10 weeks old, and you've got two children, and you've been together with your partner for a wee while now, haven't you?
Well, about a year now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other child is not yours?
Oh, no.
No, okay. Things okay?
Yeah, fine.
Getting on all right. Uh-huh. Getting enough support. I mean, it's quite a change for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's both our parents always offer to help.
Yeah.
And
okay.
But we're normally all right.
You mentioned that these headaches came and went, and you, about a year ago you started to have them again.
Yeah.
Is that tied in with that new relationship, or?
I don't know. It's obviously a bit. Stressful in a relationship, but it's never normally when things are, or if it's stressful with us, then it's never really then. But
can I check? Do you find that you're having arguments?
We do have a few arguments, but it's just because we're argumentative people, us two. So
by your nature, okay. And does that seem to be when things are a bit stormy, does that make it more likely that you get these headaches?
I don't know. I've noticed a couple of times then, but it's just, it could be odd times. I'll wake up with them. I'll wake up with them quite a bit.
Mm.
Mm.
So what time in the mornings do you wake up with these?
Oh, I work 3 shifts, so it depends.
So when you're on certain sorts of shifts, are you more prone to them?
Night shift, yeah. Night shift, if I go to sleep, and I'll wake up at about 12, 1, 2 o'clock, and quite a few of the times I'll have a migraine.
Yeah, okay. You feel that they're migraines, don't you?
Well, there were more headaches before, but they're getting worse.
Okay. I mean, you've got this history back in the day. So many years ago, you were seen by a paediatrician because you were getting what was eventually figured out to be migraineous headaches.
Yeah.
And you're thinking that that's what these probably are.
It feels like the same. It's just instead of being more at the front, it's more at the back, right in my head.
And you've noticed some kind of visual changes that you get when it's coming on. Tell me a bit more about that.
When I get them, it's like throbs, and I just start feeling dizzy and can't focus properly.
So it's hard to focus, that's what you mean by that.
Yeah.
No stars, no kind of flickerings.
The odd time there has been, like, when I'm blinking and I, like, see stuff or...
Yeah. Sensitive to the light when it happens?
A bit, yeah.
Maybe. But, sensitive to noise? Is it quite noisy in the factory?
I've got the ear defenders in, so it's never...
It's not been an issue because of that. Yeah. Okay. Can I double check? In terms of your relationship with your partner, it's a slightly fiery one. Do you ever come to blows at all?
No.
Okay. So you feel safe and she feels safe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which it's just daft arguments, but it's nothing like serious or anything. It's just
okay. Some people, when they're stressed, can resort to things that aren't necessarily the most healthy. Can I check about that?
Yeah.
Are you a drinker?
I barely drink.
Yeah. Smoking?
I started probably smoking, I don't know, a year and a half ago or something, but
mm-hmm.
it was more just weekends and that, and then it's just increased. And then I think I was smoking about 20, 25 a day, and I've cut down to about...
You got any concerns about your health linked to the smoking?
I cough up loads of stuff. There's a lot of like mucusy stuff I cough up all the time.
So it's affecting your health, isn't it?
A bit, yeah.
And you're doing something about it?
I don't know what to do for it. I'm trying to stop, but it's just the coughing up stuff. It's constant.
Would you like our support?
I could do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a smoking clinic and the smoking nurse, so you're welcome to come and get their support. It sounds like it's important to you at the moment, particularly with having a young family. Maybe it would be helpful for them to know that stopping smoking is important. And I gather that your partner's now stopped smoking as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's focus a little bit more about the headaches in that case. Are we missing anything important?
No.
Before we move on, with telling me about the headaches today, you're thinking probably they're a migraine in nature of sorts. Were you worried about anything in particular? Worried that just particularly that, with them waking you up, but did you have any thoughts with that?
I don't know, it's just they were getting a bit worse. Because I thought it was just a bit headaches before, and maybe I'd have like, if it was after night shift and I woke up and I had a headache, I'd like just go down, have a couple of like cups of water or something, or juice, and it might be all right because I feel a bit dehydrated and that, but sometimes it's just not. It's getting worse and it's just throbbing.
Okay.
Throbbing pains.
Okay. And what do you normally do back in the day when you had a migraine? What would you normally treat it with?
I don't know. I'd try paracetamol and stuff, and paracetamol, really.
Does that usually work?
It used to sometimes work for a bit.
Yeah.
For a short while, but it wasn't.
Okay. Well, we can certainly talk about options of things that work with migraine headaches and headaches generally. Worst case scenario, was there anything going on in your head or anything that somebody's mentioned about headaches or anything that you'd read from any internet searches? Nothing like that?
No, it was just everything years ago with us getting migraines years ago.
Yeah, so you're thinking it was probably coming back again.
Yeah.
With coming and mentioning this to me today, what were you hoping or thinking I might do for you today?
I don't know, maybe something to ease the pain or a solution.
So at least something to... Because you've been getting them quite a lot over the course of the last week. It sounds last couple of weeks, every day from the sound of
things. Yeah, every day the past couple of weeks. But
And previously you were on a preventative treatment when you were troubled by your migraines before. Did we eventually find something that worked for you?
They wanted to put us on antipsychiatric medication. Propranolol.
It's interesting. Okay, right. Propranolol. Propranolol is a beta blocker, so it's not an antipsychiatric medication.
I think
Prazosin.
Yeah, iprazosin.
Yeah. Neither of which for psychiatric conditions.
They mentioned it though. They mentioned that it was antipsychiatric medication to block the thing. But I don't know. I don't know if that's me being younger and just getting mixed up.
Well, there are a number of options, and included in that is medication that can often be used either for mood disturbances and for depression, and also some medications that are actually largely used for preventing fits. So some of those amongst the options that we can talk through in a moment, if that's okay with you. Why don't I check you over, I'll do your blood pressure, look in your eyes, and then we'll make and check you where exactly the pain's coming from, and we'll check your neck movements, and then we'll make a plan between us as to what options that you'd like to explore. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to slip your jacket off and we'll do your blood pressure first?
I used to get twitches as well around the times I'm having migraines.
Yeah, is that a problem at the moment?
No, I think there's one or two times where I've found myself neck movement or mouth movement or something. But it's just that's been every now and then, rarely.
Okay, I mean, you had a lot of investigations at the time. You had a special EEG and a scan as well, just to confirm there was nothing worrying behind that. And you saw a couple of paediatric specialists, and I think they eventually decided that you were having tics together with having migraineous type of headaches, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So if you look at your eyes, I'm not going to look at the back of your eyes just first, but what I'd like to do is just check you can see properly. So if I cover one eye, you can see me clearly there, and if I cover the other eye, it all looks normal, okay. So what I'd like you to do is to look at my nose and tell me if you see my fingers move. So it seems to be that your vision's okay at the moment, isn't it? Okay, but it comes and goes. Your blood pressure's perfect, your pulse is normal, so it's nice and regular, and no pain in your face at all, and your hearing's okay.
Hearing's fine.
If I do that, you can hear it on both sides, it sounds the same. So no numbness in your face. Okay, let's check your neck movements. If you can put one your ear to one side and then the ear to the other side, and that's not bringing on any discomfort.
No, it's quite tight, but
and most of the pain on this occasion tends to be on one side or the other.
It's the back right, back
usually
right
back
side.
Right. So it's this sort of area, and it's a throbbing in your nature that you get. Do you ever get nauseated with it?
It's there
at all?
And a bit further up. I don't know. Sometimes if I get really, really dizzy, I'll feel a bit sick, but it just goes. Yeah.
Can I check about the dizziness that you're experiencing? Yeah. Talk me through that.
My vision just gets a bit blurry. Sometimes if I'm trying to blink, it'll be like I'm blinking, but everything's a bit, I don't know, slower or something. But
got you. And how long does that normally last for?
About a minute or two until the throbbing stops.
Again. Okay. And then it tends to ease.
If it comes back, then
okay.
It's just when the throbbing's there, in between them, it hurts.
Okay. So I'm also going to have a look at the back of your eyes now as well. If you look at the curtain rail up there, and just shine a light at the back of your eye. I'm looking at the blood vessels at the back of your eye and also the optic disc, which is where the nerve comes in from the brain, just to check that there's no suggestion of any pressure problems. This is not consistently waking you up from sleep, but it happens occasionally, Well, there's several things that support a diagnosis of migraine. The throbbing nature, the fact that sometimes you're getting some disturbance of your vision along with it, and this sensitivity that you have to light. So all of those would probably fit with a diagnosis of migraine. I'm going to offer you a choice at the moment of things that might work. Because it's only been back with you for a couple of weeks, you might prefer just to go for a treatment for migraine at the moment. But it might well be that because this is happening every single day, that you want to think about a preventative treatment.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know, probably a preventative treatment, but
okay, well, that makes sense. Now, there's nothing psychiatrically wrong with you.
Yeah.
You've had some stresses going on, but it sounds like you're coping with those and you've got a good relationship and you're quite open.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that side of things. You're safe, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the family's safe.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So why don't we talk about the options that you've got that might work for prevention of migraine? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of options. And a lot of them are related to lifestyle and some of them are related to medication. So we might want to talk about lifestyle first because you've noticed that it might be more likely to happen when you're busy at work or when there's a lot going on in your life. So that's worthwhile being aware of. So you might want to keep a diary of your headaches and the features that go along with it and the things that trigger it. And you might even find that when's your next holiday?
Oh, I've got no idea.
You got none of them planned at the moment, okay?
No, none yet.
But you might find that on a weekend you're less likely to have it, okay? Yeah. So it's worthwhile bearing that in mind. So it's important to know one of your problems is the fact you work shifts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're working different shifts, you're more likely to get it more often.
Yeah.
So if we can try what we could do for you that might be worthwhile talking about is if shift work is a particular problem, we could actually give you a fit note to say, look, you're getting migraines too often if you're working this shift, so therefore we only recommend that you work the other shifts.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
It's one shift or three shifts, but
yeah,
I'm fine working the three shifts. It's just it's more money for us, especially with a baby just being born. It's just, I don't know.
It's a matter of getting the balance right, isn't it? So I'm not proposing to find solutions for you just today, but just to highlight to you that being aware of the things that are particularly triggers that it might be worthwhile working on together, okay. You've mentioned that the sprays could be a precipitant, but we don't know that. But you might want to check with your occupational health provider at work to make sure that they're taking every precaution to minimise any risks caused by any solvents that are in the atmosphere. So I don't know that these are triggers for your migraines, but if you think they might be triggers for your migraines, it might be worthwhile just talking it through with occupational health at work.
Yeah.
And they're duty bound to make sure that your risks are minimized.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you want me to back that up, if I need to communicate with them, I'm happy to do so. Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we talk a bit more about lifestyle first, or do you want to talk about medication first?
Lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah. So regular exercise is helpful.
I just started going back to the gym last week. Good.
Okay, fabulous. And regular meals is important.
Yeah.
Okay. Avoiding the things that are triggers for migraines, and some people find that there's foodstuffs or it's stress or something else or it's alcohol, but alcohol doesn't seem to be an issue for you.
Sometimes I struggle to eat.
Okay.
And in the past, about a year or something, I don't know, but 9-10 months, I've lost about 2 stone.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah.
I thought that was because of a different problem I had. I got a colonoscopy.
Yeah. And the colonoscopy was reassuring because I looked at that before you came in.
I had bleeding and I came in and...
You still having bleeding?
No, just because they found out it was just like small hemorrhoids. It's just sometimes if I wipe, there'll maybe be a little bit, but it's
just
barely
on the tissue and it's bright red. Okay. Well, that's reassuring, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no change in your bowel habit.
No.
Okay. And are you still losing weight at the moment?
I don't know, but it's just, I don't think I think I'm like stuck at the weight I'm at now. It's just, I lost quite a bit of weight and my eating's went down.
Okay. How's your mood?
I'm fine, I'm happy, content. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just
anxiety levels?
Pardon?
Anxiety levels?
Fine, I'm not really worried about much.
No tummy pain?
No, not
so
really,
what,
no.
Why do you think your appetite's not just good?
Sometimes I just struggle to eat quite like a normal amount.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk that through as well. Right.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we pop you on the scales and just check what your weight's doing at the moment? If you're still losing weight without wanting to be losing weight, then it'd be helpful for me to know about that. Okay. So it's helpful just to have a baseline at the moment. So 78 kilograms. And how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay.
It's not like an unhealthy weight, it's just I was just a bit bigger before.
Okay.
And I wasn't doing any exercise or change
me
diet.
We look healthy and you're starting to exercise. Yeah. If we're finding that you're losing weight despite that, then I need to know about that and we'll look into that together if that's okay. All right. So what we're looking for in an ideal world is something that doesn't affect your appetite, doesn't make you lose more weight, but we also want something that's not a psychiatric drug because you're not keen on the idea of that. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to rule it out, but with you being a shift worker, sometimes getting off to sleep can be a problem with shift workers, so that it might well be that you do want something that would help you to sleep.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, sleeping's quite a problem.
Okay. Sleeping is a problem, stress is a problem.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, let's bear that one in mind. I gather that there was a recommendation previously for you to use propranolol when you were bad with your migraines before.
Yeah.
And propranolol can be an effective migraine prevention treatment, but it does have potential drawbacks. So if you're asthmatic, you can't use it because it makes you wheeze. That's not you.
No.
Okay. It works in maybe 1 in 4 people. So it's very effective, and actually even taking a chalk pill, a placebo pill, is going to work in 1 in 5 people. So it's more effective by 1 in 4. Okay. So we find 45% people improve with taking propranolol. Does that make sense? The problems that go along with it is sometimes it can make you less capable of doing heavy physical work or working out. Or you can find, particularly in the winter time, that your hands and feet are a bit colder than usual. But it is a safe and effective drug for the vast majority of people.
Yeah.
So that's worthwhile thinking about. It's not a psychiatric drug, but some people take it for anxiety symptoms. But it's not, you're not predominantly an anxious sort of person, and you're not aware of your heart racing or anything like that. Okay. We're going to touch on another very commonly used medication, because I wonder whether this might be a particularly suitable one for you, because you're a shift worker and because you have this problem with your sleep. There's a medication that's called amitriptyline. Originally, it was used as a treatment for depression.
Yeah.
But it's not dependence-forming, it's not addictive, but it does cause some side effects. And one of the side effects is drowsiness, which is great for people that want to get off to sleep, but it can cause some dryness to the mouth, and that's the commonest side effect. And that, again, has about the same effectiveness in terms of migraine. So it's better than placebo, better than a chalk pill. So we tend to find around about 40 to 50% of people will find an improvement with taking that pill.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to treat 4 people for one person to get better compared to just taking a chalk pill. Yeah, so that makes sense. So the downside is that it's dangerous in overdose. So you're not likely to be taking it in overdose from the sound of things.
No.
So and some minor side effects, and that can include slight blurring of the vision, but most, very rarely with the doses that we use for migraine, notice anybody complains of that.
Yeah.
But if you were worried about it being a psychiatric drug, well, it is used for psychiatric problems. It's a good treatment for anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
So, but that shouldn't be a reason for not using it, because it's a very safe and well-tried and tested medication. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are other medications that you've mentioned before yourself. So pazosentan is one of the ones that's often used in children, but we don't very often use it in grown-ups these days because of weight gain. But weight gain might be good for you. So, but it also causes dryness, a dry mouth, and also potential drowsiness, and that maybe could be a good thing for you. So we're looking at the potential for benefit. So pazosentan works in about 1 in 3 adults using it. So maybe those numbers could be quite attractive to you. And it also, as a side effect, might help you with your appetite, might help you with your drowsiness. So maybe that would be a good thing for you as well.
Yeah.
So those are some of the medications. There's an overview of some of the options for medication. We have other ones that we could come back to if we need to, but those are the ones that I'm thinking might work for you and you might want to think about. But there are other lifestyle and vitamin options that you might want to explore. Do you want to talk a bit more about those?
Yeah, the lifestyle ones say more appealing. Sure.
Okay, so let's go back to the lifestyle things. So eating regular meals is important. There's some evidence that nuts and seeds, possibly because they contain magnesium, can be very good for you. Whole grains and spinach are also a good idea. And having some fibre in your breakfast cereal is a good idea.
Yeah,
and that seems to be protective. Yeah. There is a foodstuff called butterbur, which is a bit like broccoli, and you can have that. And that works in maybe 50% of people. So placebo works in 25% of people, so it's better than placebo. Yeah. And you can have that as a supplement, or you can have it as the fresh food. You don't see it in the supermarket very much, to be fair. So you're probably easier for you to take it as a supplement. And the dose for that would be 75 milligrams twice a day. Yeah. And that's unlikely to cause side effects, but can cause some side effects. We tend not to recommend it during pregnancy, and it can interfere with certain medications, but you're not taking any other medications that it would interfere with. So it would seem like a safe option for you. And you may also want to have a think about vitamin supplements like riboflavin, which seems to be very effective. It's said to help one in two people, which could be a really effective treatment for you. The dose is a bit uncertain. Some studies recommend up to 400 milligrams a day, but if it's beneficial and you're getting any side effects, you can drop it back down and you might find just as much benefit with a much smaller dose, maybe as small as 25 milligrams. Okay. That can turn your pee orange. And it occasionally can cause loose stool as well.
Yeah.
So things to watch out for. Coenzyme Q10 is another supplement that you might want to think about using, but that can cause some mild side effects as well. But that's said to help in one in three people. All right. I'm going to not insist on you making a decision today, but I'm going to offer you a choice of those medications, and I'm happy to start on any of those medications for you today.
Yeah.
I've got two sheets for you here. One is which talks about what we've already talked about, which is the preventative options for migraine. And the second sheet here is also options of what you can do to treat a migraine when it comes on.
Yeah.
So both of those might be useful for you. And what I suggest that we do is that we touch base again in a week or so's time to see how things are getting on and see if you've made a decision. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Are you ready at the moment to think about a decision?
I don't know, I could try some of the lifestyle stuff for the next week and...
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't eat the healthiest, like...
Okay. Well, it's certainly safe to use the lifestyle measures, and there's very good evidence to suggest it's helpful in at least 50%, depending on what option that you choose to use.
Yeah.
So have a look at those, and then maybe give me a telephone call in a week's time.
Okay.
And if you prefer to see me face-to-face, we can always make arrangements at that stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, do you want anything else clearing up or clarifying?
No, that's all.
Okay. Now, just in case we're wrong about the diagnosis, there's certain things to watch out for. You mentioned that occasionally you wake up from sleep with a headache.
Yeah.
But if you're persistently and consistently waking up early with a headache, particularly a severe headache that makes you vomit, we're going to need to see you straight away. And we probably need to do a special scan of your head.
It's never been that bad.
No.
I just don't want to possibly get that bad.
Yeah.
If I don't help.
If you ever found that you had the most severe headache ever coming on very suddenly out of the blue, then, if in any doubt, 999, particularly if you feel particularly bad with it. And if you have weakness or numbness that comes on out of the blue, or you can't speak, and this is different from your normal migraines, then 999 is very appropriate as well. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you're probably right to say that this is almost certainly migraine, but it could be linked in with all the life stresses. But if we can help you try and identify for you what the particular triggers are and try and adjust things so that life's not quite so stressful for you at the moment, and do these lifestyle measures that we've mentioned in this options handout that we've got here for you, then maybe you could talk that through with your partner and decide where you want to go from here. So let's talk again in a week. So if you phone me, Dr. Birrell, and make a telephone appointment to speak to me in a week, we'll take things further forward for you. Questions?
No, that's all. Thank you. Collate everything.
Great. Okay, good luck with all of that.
Yeah.
All right. I look forward to catching up with you in a week.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.